Welcome back in Game Day, SportsRadio.com, Inside the Numbers. For Saturday the 13th, those games, and Sunday the 14th, and even Monday the 15th, as we're taking a look at all the top college and NFL games. Got Mike Bernard still on the line with us from OTM Sports, based out of Las Vegas. Want to remind everyone, Inside the Numbers, brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto Home Life Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Missouri comes to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Bryant-Denny Stadium for the first time on Saturday night to take on the number one Crimson Tide. That's a 7 p.m. kick on ESPN, or I guess that would be ESPN, not ESPM. Yep, I don't know if I need a new diction coach or we need to fire an intern for typing incorrectly, but anyway, it is ESPN. As in network, so that's where they're going to play, 7 p.m. kick, as I said. The Tigers gave Georgia their toughest test, and Mizzou had a great chance to beat South Carolina on the road last week in a monsoon, but lost on a late second or late field goal, and a late second field goal, but a late field goal. And Alabama, despite Nick Saban crying that the sky is falling every single day, listen, this Tide team, they haven't been tested at all.
They really haven't, and you talked about ESPN. It could be ESPA because Alabama seems to be on it almost every single week, mm-hmm. unless they're on CBS. So, and rightfully so, they're the number one team, but they haven't been tested. We've seen the starters don't play in the fourth quarter. Tua doesn't play. Missouri, they ran for 286 yards on South Carolina. They outgained the Gamecocks by more than 100 yards. But they lost the turnover battle, therefore they lost the game.
The last time that these teams met was the 2014 SEC title game in Atlanta. Tide won 42-13. This is only the sixth time that Bama and Mizzou have played each other. Alabama holds a 3-2 lead in the series. Their first time to meet was in the 1968 Gator Bowl. Tigers won that one. They met to open the regular season in 1975 at Legion Field. Tony Galbraith, great running back, ran all over Alabama that night. But then the Tide won in, at 78 out in Columbia, again in 2012 at Columbia, the first time that they played as conference foes, and then in 14 in Atlanta in the SEC championship game. Now, I know Alabama's got the million-dollar band, but I've got the million-dollar question. Does Tua Tagovailoa finally have to play in the fourth quarter?
I'm going to say yes, but I wouldn't put money on it. But seriously, he hasn't played all year. On the point spread, Coach, Alabama's 28.5-point favorite. They may be higher in some places. I know they're higher in some casinos in Mississippi. I think Missouri can stay within the number on this one. Ironically, in my opinion, I think Missouri's best shot is to shorten the game with that run game that surprises some. The Tigers average over 200 rushing yards per game. I know it's a tough ask. Even when Arkansas and Louisiana or UL Lafayette had success, relative success, running the ball on Alabama, they still got blown off the field.
I mentioned that 1975 game, and again, it was 40-plus years ago, but that's what Missouri did to Alabama that night. They ran the football on the Tide defense. It was pretty dang good. How good were they? Well, let's just look at the whole program. Alabama had not lost a regular season game in 2 years when they met Missouri that night. They had only lost one regular season game in 4 years, and that was the improbable 17-16 punt Bama punt game versus Auburn. Missouri, they owned the Tide that night. It was 20-0 well into the fourth quarter. And if you think that, oh, yeah, well, they must have beat a bad Bama team, That team finished 11-1, and they beat Penn State in the Sugar Bowl. Ironically, the first one to be played in the Superdome. But, you know, is it going to be deja vu all over again? I don't see it. Bama, just too strong. The primetime ABC game tomorrow night is going to be number 15 Wisconsin at number 12 Michigan in the Big House. This is going to be a Big Ten West versus Big Ten East matchup. Both these defenses playing very well, averaging, giving up right at 16 points per game. One.
Statistically, Michigan, the number one overall defense in college football. They're number one against the pass. They're number six against the run. I think they're the best defense in college football right now. They have speed in all areas defensively. They're very strong on the defensive line. Something's going to have to give in this game because Wisconsin's going to pound the run game. Michigan has shown they can stop it. As far as the point spread, Vegas has the Wolverines favored anywhere from 7 to 8 points in this one.
Well, maybe Michigan's going to try to exploit this Wisconsin run defense that's ranked 42nd. We know that the Badgers will be all about establishing the run because that's what they do. That's who they've always been. And Jonathan Taylor, great running back, 849 yards in five games.
Right. I look forward to looking at watching this game because it's going to be interesting because you've seen Wisconsin in the past get stymied in the first quarter, maybe even the second quarter, but eventually they break through. And once they do, it seems like the dam breaks. I don't think they can do that against Michigan, but I wouldn't be surprised or overly surprised if they do. When I take a look at numbers in the matchup, Coach, outside of Georgia Tech, Navy, and Army, all those option teams, Wisconsin, they're the number one rushing team in college football. They average 287 a game on the ground. If they cannot run the ball on Michigan, they're going to be in for a long night because their passing offense ranks 102nd. There's only 130 FBS teams. Point spread trends, Badgers really solid on the road. They've covered 13 of their last 16 road games. They also own this series when it comes to the point spread. The Badgers are 9-1-1 against the number the last 11 times they played Michigan.
Both these teams still have playoff aspirations as of today. Now, tomorrow night, one of them is going to be kicked out. I mean, essentially, this is a mid-season elimination game. That's basically what it is.
Yes.
You win, you got a chance to stay in. You lose, you've got no chance at all. That's going to do it for the college portion of Inside the Numbers today. And we'll be right back. We'll start taking a look at NFL games on Inside the Numbers. GameDaySportsRadio.com.